I don't want to say my opinion doesn't matter. I think that it's a sad situation because nobody really knows what this young man was experiencing or going through, but I would say his closest friends, because not even family sometimes know what you are genuinely going through. I think that it's very sad. I think that it's sad because if our youth, and it's not even a race, if our youth had the right avenues to go to someone that they can trust, someone that they feel like is sincere and genuine and giving advice, then they wouldn't subject to wanting to harm themselves. Do I think, and I read social medias, and I do believe that the internet really messes with you and it makes you feel some kind of way. It messes with your, you know, with your inner self when you read and you see things about you. Do I think that it was a lynch or a KKK? No. Why I say that? We in the hood. Like, you ain't gonna get no damn KKK walking through the hood freely thinking they can do some silliness like that. Like, no. It was something that was thought, sought out, planned out. It was a premeditated situation, my opinion. It was a premeditated situation. It was a, you know, something that was figured out because this young man was going through whatever he was going through. And it's a sad case. It's a sad situation.
How do you think this is going to affect the neighborhood?
I don't think it's going to affect the neighborhood at all because the neighborhood has been like this for years. I'll be 34 in a month, and MLK has been the same way. It's just growing as far as the business-wise, but as far as the people and the drugs and the killings and the this, that ain't changing. It's going to be what it's going to be. This is the hood. Nobody, they're not going to clean up the hood, and it's going to stay this way. It's just, if you notice, it wasn't spoke about on the news. The news ain't mention it. All of the crime that goes on in Atlanta, you ain't hear not one time about this young black college student that was in a fraternity, they say, that hung himself in broad daylight. Why? Is it not important? No, it's in the hood. They don't care. He's a young black man that killed himself in the hood. Whether you hung yourself, shot yourself, you committed suicide. That's not important. And it's sad that that's not important to them. But the news didn't care about it to talk about it. You got to hear it on social media where people going either feel sorry or talk about how retarded and stupid and silly, and but nobody really knows your pain. So that's my views on it.
Definitely. That's why I'm out here, because I work for the news and I ain't hear anything about it. I heard one little small story. Something didn't add up.
Yeah, it didn't.
And so I wanted to come out here just to kind of get the word on the street.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's crazy that, you know, it happens that way, but you never know what people are going through. You know, school is tough. College is tough. It's expensive. You know, people are trying to bust their butt and make sure they get good grades so they can maintain a great job, this great job that they think they're going to eventually get in this great world that's real messed up. This world is not great. It's only what you make it. You gotta, you know, it's about support. You need support. You need that team. You need it, because without that, we don't have anything.
I'm with it. And what's your final thoughts, Isis?
Final thoughts. I am sincerely sympathetic and hurt for the family. You know, I pray that, you know, just people in general find somebody that they can confide in, find an avenue, find a, you know, avenue that, you know, they have a group of people that they can trust, because you can't, loyalty is royalty, and there's no loyalty nowadays. That's the hardest thing, to find loyalty in people. So when you find someone that's loyal, that you can talk to, that gives you great advice, you keep it, you know? I just pray that the family not necessarily find the questions, because the answers is right there. Just, you know, find the strength to accept that the situation is what it is, and nothing happens by, you know, it's not a mistake. Everything has a purpose, and he served his purpose here. We just got to accept it and just move on. Easier said than done, but move on in a way where it's okay to move on.